In this podcast, we'll be diving into the topic of Amazon FBA fees and the upcoming changes for 2023. As an Amazon seller, it's important to stay informed about changes in fees as it could have a significant impact on your profits. We'll cover topics such as referral fees, fulfillment fees, storage fees, and much more. Join us as we explore the ins and outs of FBA fees and provide tips on how you can optimize your profits as an Amazon seller. Check it out. Welcome to the next Amazon Top Seller Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Amazon news and learn the nitty-gritty of selling on Amazon through BeQuil's ears of expertise in the Amazon world. I'm Samuel, and I am the host of this podcast, brought to you by the fantastic Amazon experts in BeQuil. Let's start our journey to become the next Amazon top seller. Amazon has been adjusting their FBA program since the beginning of January 2023. This year, due to the global economic downturn, Amazon has reviewed many of its FBA fees. Because some of the fee changes are not yet effective, you will need to pay attention to the different Amazon changes throughout the year. We have summed up all the fee changes that have already happened and will happen throughout the year 2023 so you and your business can better prepare for the FBA changes. We recommend you to also check out our blog piece to have a general overview of the fee changes this year, and you can also see it visually as well. Here's the topic that we'll be covering today. First, we'll talk about the fulfillment fees for non-apparel in 2023. Second, we'll talk about fulfillment fees for apparel in 2023. Third, we'll talk about fulfillment fee changes for dangerous goods in 2023. Fourth, we'll talk about 2023 FBA removal and disposal order fee changes that starts in January. Fifth, we'll talk about FBA monthly storage fee changes that's starting from February 2023. Sixth, we'll talk about FBA monthly storage off-peak starting April 1st, 2023. Seventh, we'll talk about FBA monthly storage peak period. Eighth, we'll talk about FBA aged inventory surcharge starting on April 15th, 2023. Ninth, we'll talk about other fees that have some changes. And 10th, we'll talk about small and light program changes in 2023. And 11th, we'll talk about FBA new selection program changes in 2023. So let's talk about the first topic, which is the fulfillment fees for non-apparel items. So when we're looking at the table, I'm going to summarize the most important parts for you. So if you're listening to this, you can save a lot of time. So the most important changes that I see from the 2023 fulfillment fee for non-apparel versus the 2023 fulfillment fee for non-apparel items, it's that the increase has been made for shipping weight that starts from 4 pounds instead of 6 pounds. So for the smaller type items, they're actually more expensive for the fulfillment fee. But if you look at the table that we provide, before Amazon uses a separate peak and non-peak fulfillment fees, but this year the fulfillment fees would all be the same no matter the period of the year, and they're actually lower than the peak period for most items up to 3 pounds for a large standard. But if you pass the 3 pound limit, and once you hit 3 pounds to 20 pounds, heavier products or oversized items, those have increased the most. So for those items, you really have to make more profits to sell them because now they're a lot more expensive. They're maybe probably a 5% increase in costs for the fulfillment fees for non-apparel items. Now, the second topic is fulfillment fees for apparel. And when I'm looking at these items, it's not that bad, but you do see some changes happening here too. Same as the fulfillment fees for non-apparel items, Amazon has increased the fulfillment fees and they are charging orders with the shipping weight starting from 4 pounds instead of 6 pounds. So a lot of the items I see that they're actually priced about the same as last year with marginal increases, but there's just one fulfillment fee and there isn't a separation between the non-peak fulfillment fee versus the peak fulfillment fee. But who knows, right? Because if they change the rule later on, that could still happen as well. The third topic is fulfillment fee changes for dangerous goods. So Amazon has also reviewed the fees for dangerous goods as well. And instead of having peak and non-peak fulfillment fee per unit, now you will pay the same rate no matter the period of year. Amazon also made the fulfillment fee starting from £4 instead of £6. So the significant difference again is for items that are over £3. That's where we see the highest increases. And also for medium oversized items. These medium oversized items have a $4 to $5 increase in their prices compared to non-peak times. So there's a much larger increase in price for that size of items. The fourth topic is 2023 FBA removal and disposal order fee changes that starts in January. So it's already happened. Starting in January 17th, we actually see an increase. It's almost double the amount to remove or dispose your product per unit. So if you're selling an item that was only $5, it's gonna take you 97 cents for the smallest item possible just to remove it as well. So you better sell off the product, and that's why you gotta use a repricer, which is gonna help you reprice, and you're able to sell that product out so you don't have to pay these removal or disposal fees that are extremely expensive. They doubled in price, and this is something that you can consider when you are doing your pricing and when you're selling your products. The removal and disposable fee per unit increase especially the most for oversized and special handling items. So pay attention to that. The fifth topic is FBA monthly storage fee changes that are starting in February 2023. Starting February 1st, 2023, off-peak monthly inventory storage fees, which is from January to September, will be increased by 4 cents per cubic foot for standard size products and 3 cents per cubic foot for oversized products. This change will be first reflected in March 2023. Changes for storage that occurs in February 2023. Starting October 1st, 2023, peak monthly inventory storage fees, which is between October to December, will be increased by 20 cents per cubic foot for oversized products. This change will first be reflected in November 2023 charges for storage that occurs in October 2023. There is no change to the peak monthly inventory storage fees for standard size products. The sixth topic is FBA monthly storage off-peak starting in April 1st, 2023. And you see some increases, which is for products that are over 26 to 39 weeks. If you're an established seller, you're a seller with over 25 cubic feet daily volume, then you're going to pay a surcharge of 69 cents per cubic foot after 26 weeks. After 39 weeks, you're going to pay even a higher amount, which is 94 cents per cubic foot on top of your existing monthly storage fee. So that's additional. There is some benefit for new sellers, individual selling accounts, and also sellers with less than 25 cubic feet daily volume. They just pay a fixed rate for the monthly storage fee. That's why it's really important to have a repricer that's helping you reprice based on how long you have the product for by inventory age, which could really help you reduce some of these fees as well if you use the inventory age condition to reprice. Seventh is the FBA monthly storage peak period. And the main difference is for standard items is $2.40 and for oversized items is $1.40 per cubic foot. This is based on the monthly storage fee. And then there's actually a surcharge again after 26 weeks all the way to 39 weeks. And that's a 69 cents per cubic foot if it's for standard size items and 94 cents per cubic foot if it's over 39 weeks. So again, it gets a lot more expensive if you keep your product longer. So that's why it's important to use the inventory age condition, which can show you how long you have the product for, especially when you're going to the peak season. And for the peak season, you're going to get a lot more traffic. So you could go a lot more aggressive and get the cash flow back without subtracting all of these expenses if you sell out the product faster. The eighth topic is for an FBA aged inventory surcharge that's starting after April 15th in 2023. Prior to April 15th, 2023, for items that are aged above 181 days, there isn't any surcharges until it gets to the 271 days mark, and then you get charged more. And now you get charged right after 182 days, you're already paying for aged inventory, and that's not a lot of time. That's just 29 weeks. And then there's a huge increase now for 271 days that you're paying $3.80 instead of $1.50 per cubic foot. So you could really see that the expenses have gone up this year. So controlling your inventory is essential, especially with the fee changes this year. We don't want you to let your stagnant inventory cost you a fortune and eat up your profit. Before, you did not need to worry about the items that have been sitting in the Amazon warehouse for more than 180 days. Now, this year, things have changed, and Amazon will start to charge you when your items have been there more than 180 days. If you struggle with monitoring your inventory and you need an effective solution to help you liquidate and get rid of overstock stagnant items, you can use the BQL repricer and use a conditional repricer inventory age condition rule. If you want to learn more about the special software feature, you can visit our blog or YouTube channel to see it in action. You could also request a special handout from our support team at support@bequel.com and ask for the CR handout, and they could actually pass you the liquidation strategy to help you with this new challenge. The ninth topic is other fees. As you know, Amazon has many different and special fees. The special fees are usually related to media category, for example, book rentals or closing fees for books. Make sure to check on Amazon Seller Central and Amazon Report to see if there are any extra fees you might need to pay in case you have used special services. If you want a recap of the different Amazon fees and learn how to calculate them, you could check out another article on our blog, which is all about Amazon accounting. The 10th topic is the Small and Light program. For the Small and Light program, the fee changes have already started. And as you can see, the fulfillment fees have increased starting from £4 instead of £6. But there is some good news for everyone. We just launched a new update that is designed for the Small and Light program. And the Small and Light program, they actually have increased their rate to up to $12 for the US market, also higher for the other markets as well. So you could actually use Small and Light in order to reduce fees if you have items that are less than £3 and you have items that are smaller than 12 times 18 times 8, which is actually like a medium-sized box. I was able to put so many items. And if you didn't see our brand new release with all the Small and Light items and also doing live sourcing for the Small and Light items, you could go and check out our YouTube and watch our latest video, how to sell on Amazon in 2023 using Small and Light. Now, the Small and Light fees do start now at $12, so you could definitely ship more products and you can make another business opportunity from the Small and Light program. 11th, we'll talk about the topic of FBA new selection program changes. So starting in March 2023, FBA new selection program changes, Amazon will increase the rebate from 5% to up to 10% on average. Only the sellers who have complete brand registry for the following new sections will be eligible. For eligible oversized items, the rebate will apply on up to 30 units per parent ASIN. For eligible oversized items, the rebate will apply on up to 30 units per parent ASIN for up to 90 days, which is about 3 months. For eligible standard size items, the rebate will apply on up to 100 units per parent ASIN for up to 120 days, which is about 4 months. If you want more information, you can check out our blog about the FBA new selection, including seller and ASIN eligibility. So what are some alternatives to taking the FBA fee changes and rolling with it and just accepting these increase in costs? Well, we hope the fees for next year will hopefully decrease. Usually we have not seen that throughout the years. It just goes one way. It doesn't really come down, which is very opposite of the Amazon repricer that they use. It usually just goes down. So you're actually making a lot less profit. However, if you're looking for some alternatives for 2023, because you think FBA fees are too high, it'll impact your business, you could try to outsource the logistics to a prep center and become an FBM seller. You could check out the link on our blog to learn more about this independent service, which is not related to Amazon. I can help you to deal with logistics and customer support. If you look for a prep center recommendation, you could also check out this website. We have a link on our website for you as well. All these fees can be very confusing with numerous changes this year that you might need to check the various categories and related costs. Pay attention to the fee changes to avoid unpleasant surprises between last year and this year. Some of the fee changes might not seem obvious at first, but if you compare them to 2022, Amazon FBA fees increased a lot. Keep in mind that some of the fee changes will be effective later this year. Finally, if you don't want to pay this amount of money for FBA services, alternative is to use a third-party independent service to help you ship your items and to take care of your items and deal with logistics, storage, and also customer support. Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We hope you found this episode informative and useful. Remember, staying up to date with Amazon FBA fees is crucial to maintaining a profitable business. If you have any questions or feedback, feel free to reach out to us at BeQual. Don't forget to check out our website for more helpful articles and resources related to Amazon selling. And if you're an Amazon seller looking to stay ahead of the game, don't forget to try out our BeQual AI repricer with a 14-day free trial. Our powerful repricing tool can help you win the buy box and increase your sales. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to sharing more insights and tips with you in the near future. We're BeQual. We keep innovating to help you stay cool with your Amazon business. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to stay connected with our weekly new episodes, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, follow us on Spotify, or any other streaming platform you prefer. Let's continue our journey to become the next Amazon top seller.